Matt Appel with me. I am Eric Duick on the double overtime now. Jarrett Least inside the WAER studios. Jarrett, I'm used to wanting to smash my head through a wall during the non-conference, just trying to talk for 2 hours after a boring basketball game, but got to forgive me, a little excited, lose track of time, but I'm sure you're happy to be in here finally.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, a real Big Ten ACC challenge. Syracuse's first year in the ACC, going back last year when they beat Indiana in the Sweet 16. So really it was just a great atmosphere, 26,000 inside the Carrier Dome, having Tom Crean and his bunch, a young team come inside the Carrier Dome. But it was good to see how you get a big-time non-conference opponents come inside the Carrier Dome. Something different for a change, as we've seen in years past.
26,000 people in the Carrier Dome. Jared, of course, you were our reporter this evening inside the Carrier Dome. All the talk on the double overtime on 88.3 FM Syracuse this evening has been those guards, Trevor Cooney and Tyler Ennis, guys that before Ennis even stepped on the court and while Cooney struggled, guys that Boeheim continued to defend. Those guards sure made Jim Boeheim look quite good at his job tonight.
And there's no doubt about it. They've come a long way, especially since the start of the season. And one thing that Coach Boeheim really gave credit to was the way Trevor Cooney, not only the way he played on the court, but showing that toughness and leadership when he got that hard foul on him in the second half. He was a little wobbly. I actually asked him how he's feeling. He said he's feeling all right now, but he may be feeling a little bit woozy, a little bit tomorrow morning, something like that usually occurs with those injuries. But one thing that Coach Boeheim really said about Trevor Cooney was, this is a guy who's worked tremendously hard from day one that he got here. His redshirt year, he came to the gym always early, always got some shots in. But then when it was last year, he really struggled as far as he really couldn't make shots. It really affected his confidence. And Coach Boeheim joked that he couldn't make shots from the bench because he really was really,
he was struggling.
Yeah.
But one thing that Boeheim really attributed to Cooney was how hard he's worked and just the way he's been able to play. And he said that he's playing as well as any guard for that position as he's seen right now, which is really a proud to Trevor Cooney.
Well, what has impressed me most about Cooney hasn't just been the fact that Cooney's shooting the ball well, because we knew there was always the potential to do so, but how consistently he's done it, and that could be what separates Cooney from Sutherland. If you can't be night in and night out consistent as a shooter, it's just not possible, but Cooney at least looks more consistent than Sutherland, and Cooney tonight, Jarrett, did a lot of his damage at a time when the game was close early in the second half and really broke it open for the Orange.
And Jim Boeheim even mentioned that 27-7 run in the second half, how when Indiana went to some 1-3-1 zone, they tried to get some ball movement involved, and they really found Trevor Cooney hitting some big-time threes to really break the game open. And one thing that he said about Trevor Cooney also is that you just can't leave him open. Kind of a similar situation to last year with James Sutherland. If you leave him open, he's going to drain it. He's a knockdown three-point shooter, and he's a guy that really is going to stretch the defense and is going to make opposing defenses life very difficult. And when he's knocking shots down, and now when he's got that confidence, and I also asked Trevor Cooney just how he's feeling about his progression as the season goes along, and something really interesting that he said, this year he's feeling confident. So you really kind of got an admission from him that last year he really didn't feel good about himself on the court, but now he feels confident, he feels like he can be a secondary scorer to CJ Fair. So Jim Boeheim has been very pleased with the way Trevor Cooney has progressed, and he's going to continue to work hard, which is something that he even said after the game in the locker room.
Jared, we saw in that second half, because it is, you mentioned that run, it's hard to remember at a point that this was a tie game in the second half. Syracuse defense clamps down hardcore on Indiana and puts together an impressive, very impressive defensive second half. What did Coach Boeheim have to say about the way his team played on the other end of the basketball defensively tonight?
Well, that's one thing that he really attributed. He said when he opened the press conference, this was the first time all season that his team won a game because of the defensive effort. He mentioned that the offensive effort has been getting them by in some games, especially with those soft rims out in Maui, being able to make some of those shots. But he really attributed the zone defense, and we know, going back to last year, that Syracuse has Indiana's number when it comes to playing that 2-3 zone against them. So he felt for the first time all season that the defense was the reason they won a game. But he said they're not quite there yet. They still have ways to go. But he's definitely felt that tonight was a good starting point for their defensive effort.
Eric Duick and Matt Appel joined by WAER reporter Jarrett Least. Jarrett was inside the Carrier Dome for SU's 69-52 win over Indiana in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. The Orange off to an 8-0 start, number 4 in the AP poll. Jarrett, I really hope a reporter had the cojones to ask Coach Boeheim about Daywon Coleman this evening, because everybody always wants to ask Boeheim about Coleman. And one of my more peripheral observations this evening had to be that Coleman actually played 6-plus minutes to open each half. And whether it's Ben Coleman who's been criticized or Boeheim who's been criticized in regard to his playing of Coleman, that's irrelevant. The bottom line is it's been a storyline about Coleman's minutes.
When it comes to the centers, a lot of, especially when you guys are talking on the air, that the centers really may not contribute as much. But one thing that Coach Boeheim really gave credit to the centers was, even though it may not be they're great against who they're going up against, but some of the things that they're doing well are setting screens, getting guys open like Trevor Cooney. He even gave credit to Rakeem Christmas, Daywon Coleman, Bai Musakidith, how they're able to set screens and allow guys like Trevor Cooney and CJ Fair to get open. So it's really not translating all three of those centers to the box score, but they're making some little plays that allows them to get better on the offensive end of the floor.
Jared, there's a lot of talk coming to this ball game that Syracuse might have a hard time rebounding, considering that Indiana entered this ball game as the number one rebounding team in the nation. At the end of the game, 29 rebounds for Indiana, 29 rebounds for Syracuse. From a glass perspective, Coach Boeheim or any of the players' thoughts about what seemed to be an advantage for Indiana turned out to be an exact draw.
Well, Coach Boeheim was very thrilled with the way this team rebounded, especially going back to Maui, how they really weren't that great on the boards, and he thought that was a good sign to see, especially in their zone defense. But Tyler Ennis also attributed the rebounding, how it was big, how they were able to get some long rebounds, how they were able to get into a transition offense, get some fast break opportunities, as you saw in the game, Tyler Ennis really being able to convert on the fast break. Also, Trevor Cooney, how he had a dunk, and then that flagrant foul. So the rebounding was really big for this team that Coach Boeheim said, along with Tyler Ennis, how they were able to get long rebounds, get into their transition offense, which we all know can, this team can really thrive when they get those long rebounds in transition.
It's the double overtime on WAER Syracuse with you for another half hour with you until 11:15 this evening after an interesting 7:15 start, actually, to Syracuse in Indiana, joined by our reporter, Jarrett Least. Jarrett, did you hear anything about last year's win versus this year's win? Because strangely enough, it's only, what, 10, 11 games that actually separated the last two, the last time Syracuse played Indiana. And you've talked a lot about the defense, but it seemed to me like Tom Crean, who's widely respected, was actually Dwayne Wade's college coach at Marquette. It seemed to me like Crean was, again, just baffled by the zone, particularly before the ability to make halftime adjustments. Early in the game, Indiana was just jacking threes like it was nobody's business.
Well, especially when you lose Cody Zeller and Victor Oladipo, it's certainly going to be more difficult to beat Syracuse, which they had more difficult last year. But one thing that Jim Boeheim said in his press conference, and I even got the sense that he felt pretty confident going into this game, because he sensed that Indiana was a young team, that it's early in the season, they're first getting their feet wet. They've got some impressive freshmen, especially Noah Vonleh, a real impressive young freshman. 15 NBA scouts in the building, definitely keeping their eye on him. But he said they're a young team, they're a good team, they're going to get better as the season goes along. But he didn't really mention as far as having Tom Crean's number, but he said they're a young team, they're going to get better as the season goes along. But he definitely sensed they are a top 25 team and they're going to get better.
It's amazing, Jared. We've gone through almost the entire show and a guy who we've really barely touched on is a guy who had 15 points in this game, CJ Fair. It's kind of what we come
to. It's expected at this point.
I know, and that's a great thing for Syracuse that CJ can play 35 minutes, have 15 points and 4 rebounds, and it's kind of like, oh, hey, he was
Wait,
there.
Did he didn't have any tape on the face tonight, did he? I don't think he did.
No, there was no tape on the face. Anything from CJ, Coach Bam's thoughts on CJ, because to an extent, this team kind of does still run through CJ Fair.
Well, something interesting that Coach Boeheim said about CJ Fair is he's a guy who's been steady from day one. When he first came to Syracuse, he was a guy who was good in that zone, can rebound, an intangibles type player, and he's made that progression from sophomore year to junior year to now. But he mentioned how this year, there's no doubt about it, CJ Fair is the go-to guy, but he attributed the guard play of Trevor Cooney and Tyler Ennis.
Close enough.
How they're able to really, when they play well, CJ Fair is able to play well. And he said it early in the season when Trevor Cooney and Tyler Ennis were struggling a little bit that CJ Fair wasn't going to have the greatest of games. So he really attributes CJ Fair's success a lot to Tyler Ennis's strong play as the season's starting to wear along. So the way Tyler Ennis has played, Coach Boeheim really feels is really enhancing CJ Fair's play also.
Syracuse already off to an 8-0 start this season. Jarrett Least joins us on the double overtime on WAER. Jarrett, whether you want to give me your own opinion on this or anything you heard from the team, doesn't really matter to me, but I just need another voice in here because right now, through 8 games, Matt and I are personally very impressed with where Syracuse stands, just in a developmental phase, given that the Orange has played four Power Conference teams in its last four teams, and among Minnesota, Cal, Baylor, Indiana, I've more or less guaranteed that at least three of those teams make the tournament. So anything from you yourself or the team on where Orange basketball stands in general through eight games?
Well, Jim Boeheim said it's still a little too early to get a read on this year's team, and he even early in the season said, I don't know why everyone is making such a big deal about this team, but he doesn't want to go too crazy yet, because going to Maui, playing some legitimate teams, and then tonight against Indiana, he says it's a little too early, but he is impressed with the way this team's played, no doubt about it. You definitely got the sense he's thrilled with the way they're playing offensively right now, defensively, and even speaking to some guys in the locker room, Trevor Cooney, Tyler Ennis, CJ Fair, they definitely thought this was a big-time game. Big Ten ACC Challenge, national spotlight against Indiana. They wanted to continue to prove that they are one of the top five teams in the country.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but strangely enough for me, Boeheim's lack of confidence in the team actually is what has me so impressed by where the team stands, because going into the year, it was exactly what you just said, Jarrett. Boeheim was all about how do I replace Carter Williams, who was one of the greatest defenders I've ever had at the top of the zone. Brandon Trish started for me for 4 years. Sutherland passed on the Spurs because he didn't want to go overseas, and ultimately, to his credit, made an NBA roster. So because of those questions and because of Boeheim's lack of confidence, I'm not talking long run, but just right now through eight games, that's largely Boeheim's comments are what have me more impressed.
And he's thrilled with the way the guards have played, especially being able to replace Michael Carter Williams, who's dominating at the NBA right now, and Brandon Trish leaving. They were great in the backcourt defensively, and he's really thrilled the way they're coming along. He definitely got the sense, Tyler Ennis, and even Tyler said it himself, that he's a freshman. He's going to struggle a little bit. It's going to take him a little bit of time to get comfortable going up against legitimate Division I competition. But Jim Boeheim is very thrilled with the way Trevor Cooney and Tyler Ennis have come along, especially being able to help out CJ Fair, which is something that this team could use moving forward.
Syracuse has already jumped up to number 4 in the AP poll, 5 in the USA Today poll. Indiana, unranked in the AP, 23rd in the USA Today poll. Jared, before I let you go, any takeaways, news, notes, nuggets from this 69-52 Syracuse win?
Well, there was something interesting when it came to on the court, and I'll get to some stuff as far as off the court, but when I asked CJ Fair was in foul trouble throughout most of this game.
He was, 11 minutes. And he had his fourth foul in the second half.
And I even got the sense that this is something that's not usual for CJ Fair. So after the game, I asked CJ Fair, when was the last time you were in foul trouble? And he was joking, but he was also being serious. In high school, he got the sense that referees were trying to get him in foul trouble because he was just dominating opponents. But he even said that high school was the last time that he was in any sort of foul trouble. Now, going as far as something interesting as far as who called the game for ESPN, Mike Tirico, AER alum, he was in Seattle last night.
If that doesn't give us credit, I don't know what does, man.
And I mean, especially in this business, it just shows you that who needs sleep? Mike Tirico takes an overnight flight from Seattle to Syracuse and calling the game for ESPN. And also, Mark Teixeira, Yankees first baseman, was in the house tonight as well. And some interesting news broke regarding the New York Yankees as Jacoby Ellsbury signed a 7-year deal with the New York Yankees. I tried to find Mark Teixeira. I couldn't find him. I saw him on the big screen in the Carrier Dome, but he was thrilled to be in the Dome. I wanted to try to get him. What are your thoughts on possibly Jacoby Ellsbury coming to the Yankees and the thoughts of possibly maybe Robinson Cano leaving?
That would have been great. I saw Teixeira actually was drinking an alcoholic beverage. I'd love to know what it was. Unfortunately for us, it's illegal to drink alcohol on the premises of a radio station, but night's still young. Either way, Jarrett, sorry to keep you waiting. Little hectic with the callers, but I do appreciate your time. Nice work.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.